Happy Friday. Happy Friday, everyone. Whoa, my microphone's too loud in my ears. Yeah, happy Friday. It's 5:02 p.m. here in Medford. Yeah, you're listening to 91.5 FM, Tufts Freeform, Tufts Freeform Radio. This is your boy, Mr. Gracias, and we're gonna be playing some music here. I have a special guest. They're late. It's fine. I'm not upset. No one's upset. It's fine. But, so I'm gonna play some music, and then we'll be back on the radio, back with our voices in the radio waves, back on it in about, 10 minutes, I'd say. That's my guess. But in the meantime, just enjoy the music. This is Music Discovery Hour for the next hour. that's my weekly show here every Friday at 5. And I've been doing it for about 2 months now. I've had this show for about a year, though, and it just recently became Music Discovery Hour, where I play you music I have discovered within the past month. It might be old ones, it might be ones that came out a while ago, and it might be brand new music that just came out within the last month. But either way, it's music that I personally found in the past month. So yeah, I hope you enjoy them, and yeah, it's gonna be fun. It's always around indie, alternative, folk, just anything like that. We'll start it off with a new album that just came out with from Tokyo Police Club, their TPC album. And so yeah, it's called which one am I gonna do? I don't know which one to play. Let's do Hercules. Yeah, Hercules by Tokyo Police Club up next. We'll see you guys in about 10 minutes.
Maybe someday I will meet her. We fell in love under the Mexican sun, on top of that old rusted hill. We watched the sun melt on the horizon. I wondered then what I wonder still. If I'm as crooked as the shoreline and jagged as these rocks, get my heart locked inside that old wooden box that I built from pieces of my shipwreck at sea. Knowing all you know, why do you still love me? Oh, 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 oh. I'm bitter like whiskey, you're sweet like wine. There's a war inside me that I try to hide. Oh, you see right through me every time, melted by the look in your eyes. Oh, 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 oh.
I held you then as I hold you now, like how the sky held the moon that night. You spun me round in the salty breeze. I wondered if you felt the same as I.
If I'm as crooked as the shoreline and jagged as these rocks, I kept my heart locked inside that old wooden box that I built from pieces of my shipwreck at sea. Knowing all you know, why do you still love me? Whiskey, you're sweet like wine. There's a war inside me that I try to hide. Oh, you see right through me every time, melted by the look in your eyes. Oh, 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 oh.
Taking it slowly, I'm afraid to be lonely. Nobody told me it's harder than I thought to tell the truth. It's gonna leave you in pieces, all alone with your demons. And I know that we need this, but I've been too afraid to follow through. Hold me close and I won't leave, cause it hurts when you hurt somebody. So much to say but I don't speak, and I hate that I let you stop me. Cause it hurts when you hurt somebody.
Don't know where the time went, stuck in the wrong mindset, and I let the rules bend when I know that all along I made the break. Hey, you got me searching for reasons to keep me from leaving, and then I have trouble breathing. I give myself another chance to stay. Hold me close and I won't leave, cause it hurts when you hurt somebody. So much to say but I don't speak, and I hate that I let you stop me. Cause it hurts when you hurt somebody.
One day before you know it, you will see
all of the pain and all the irony.
You'll feel the sting and then
'cause it hurts when you hurt.
Hold me close and I won't leave, 'cause it hurts when you hurt somebody. So much to say, but I don't speak, and I hate that I let you stop me. Hold me close and I won't leave, 'cause it hurts when you hurt somebody. So much to say, but I don't speak, and I hate that I let you stop me. 'Cause it hurts when you hurt somebody. Somebody.
Which microphone are you on? Four. Oh, that's great. This is reset and there's no microphones on here. It's all CDs. So this is going to be me talking. Welcome back. this is Music Discovery Hour with me, Mr. Gracias. That's my DJ name, by the way, if you aren't aware. Mr. Gracias.
Well, now I know.
It's off, based off of my... What's that beeping noise? Do you hear that? I don't know if you can hear it.
Yeah, you're buzzing.
Buzzing, oh, right?
Am I on?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Oh, it went away. Okay. Anyway, it's based off of my, username for video games. Because my last name... Where is that coming from? My last name is Garcia.
It's like an anagram.
Yeah.
Is that the word anagram?
I don't know if it's an anagram. What is an anagram? An anagram is when you, like...
Is an anagram the thing where...
you move letters around to make a different word?
Yeah, I think so. See, I read these words and I know them, but I sometimes mess it. It starts with an A, and it definitely has a G in it, and an N. So I think it's anagram.
Yeah.
Not
amalgam. Ooh, I don't know about that one.
Now I'm going to Google it. It's going to bug me.
Well, welcome back to the show. That was Noah Kahan, who was here like 2 weeks ago in Boston, if any of you were fortunate enough to go see his show. I had a friend who
went
to see
it. Yeah, it's anagram. Sorry.
It is?
Yeah, it's anagram.
That was so loud.
I was really excited.
That was victory right there. But I don't know if the reason I went with... Gracias is because not only do I speak Spanish and it's like Spanish related, but someone was typing my name back in like junior year of high school. Someone was texting me and they wrote Garcia and it auto corrected it to like Gracias.
That's awesome.
And I was like, oh, that's interesting. And then 2 years later when I made like a username on a video game, I was like, Gracias. And then I was like, I'll just put Mr. in front of it or MR.
When I made my first Gmail account, I must have been like 15 years old, and it's Becca. You can add me on Gmail. Come on, Becca.lev94, which is funny because I was born in 97. I remember my dad threw a fit.
I was gonna say you were not born in 94.
He's like, no way. Like, you can't put 94. People are gonna think you're 3 years older than you are.
Mm-hmm.
Like, all these old men are gonna creep on you. I have no idea. I'm the eldest
daughter.
Based off
your email.
So like, I guess like this is how the path went in his mind.
Yeah.
So my question is, do people ever think that you're older than you are because your name is Mr. Gracias? Is it Gracias with an S or Gracia, like Grace?
G-R-A, it's just the word Gracias from Spanish.
Like, yeah, no, but I'm saying it's like Gracia, like there's Gracia and Gracias.
Yes, it's Gracias.
Okay, well, they mean different things.
No, yeah, it's a good question. I just had to catch up to what you were saying. No, I don't think anyone thinks I'm older than I am. They just like definitely is, like, you know, there's some like usernames where you're like, oh, I can't really know for certain if that's a guy or a girl behind that username. Like, some of them are very obvious, but not to say like there's gender norms and names, but
there are
like,
gender norms and names.
Yeah, exactly. So mine is Mr. Gracias. It's like, oh, that's definitely a dude, and he's probably an older like male. So yeah, I guess some people would assume that I'm like an adult, but I don't know, in the world of video games it doesn't really matter that much. What I can say is that my name before, like, it was so like I had a username since I was like 8 up until I changed it, which was freshman year here at college, because like it was a very childish. It's like, what was your first email ever? That was your first email for Gmail?
No, that was my first Gmail. Well,
what was your first email?
I made my first Gmail because my first email was so embarrassing. So
what was
I had
it?
To have something close to my actual name. It was I still use it for all of my spam email. Magix1997, Magix. It's also tied to all of my accounts at stores. So whenever I go into Sephora and they're like, oh, are you a beauty insider? Which, unfortunately, yes, I am.
It's like you are.
The VIB, which is like that I spend an absurd amount of money at Sephora. So I have like the ultra.
Wait, VIB?
Very important beauty insider.
Beauty insider? I was going to say like beautician or something.
I am no beautician. I just spend a lot of money at Sephora. But so they're like, what's your email? And I'm like, M-A-G-I-X-1997. And they're like, can you say that a little louder? And I'm like, nope.
What did you choose Magix for?
I was when I was
younger. Please tell me you were into magic.
Not magic the card game, magic in the sense of like supernatural
abilities. Yeah.
I had this fantasy where I was Harry Potter's long lost twin sister.
Interesting.
And my friends and I would play out these elaborate pretend games. I must have been like second and third grade. We all had aliases, we had names, we had personalities, we were all interconnected in some way. They were really complex, actually. Like the storylines, yeah, they were super complex.
And your wait, say the email again is Magic's what?
1997, because I was born in 1997.
Why'd you pick 94 for the Gmail then?
I genuinely was like, this is a fun number, and I wanted to see
the
97.
Okay.
There's absolutely no train of thought whatsoever. Except now I realize that my fake ID, which I'm now 21, so it's not illegal anymore. So you can't, it's the crime is already done, so I can't get in trouble for this, I don't think.
You're reporting it on air, you have a fake ID.
Sorry. If I were to have turned 21 entering college, so I was 18 entering college, I would have been born in 1994, which is kind of funny to think about.
Yeah, interesting, because I was like born, I'm 95, so I was like, you're not 94 because you are not older.
No, I'm not older than you.
Well, to go back to my email or my username, it was killer308. Like the word killer and just 308
and
after
what
it.
What inspired that?
Too much. Literally nothing. Just literally a seven-year-old who got Halo, the first Halo, for the first time on the original Xbox, and like my older friend turned to me, was like, "What do you want your name to be?" And I was like, "Killer." And then when you turn that into an online profile, you have to like have one that's not taken, and killer was taken, and it just suggested 308, and I was like, "Sure," and that's how I went with that. So when I got to college, I was like, I should probably like upgrade my name because I want it to be more classy without a number and for it to actually have meaning. So
Killer,
I changed
Killer
it to...
Killer wasn't classy enough for you. If it was Mr. Not. Killer, would it be better?
Sir Killer would probably be the best.
Sir Killer the Third.
That's actually a great name. I should go with that. So yeah, that's just the graduation of my name. My first email isn't that embarrassing. It's the one I use now. jono_95@yahoo.com.
What's the no?
J-O-N-O.
Oh, like
it's just
Jonathan,
like Jono.
Like John. Like yes. Jonathan. I will say, okay, so my dad's also named Jonathan, fun fact.
Really?
And he also spells his name without the H.
Yeah.
Which is because, so I'm Jewish, and that's like the J-O-H-N is a very like classic Christian
is it? Oh,
spelling
yeah.
of Jonathan.
Yeah.
But I thought it was interesting that you also don't spell with the H.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like most Jonathans don't have it with... I've never seen Jonathan, like, when their full name is Jonathan, I've never seen it with an H right after the O. Only when... I had two friends in high school, and their names were John, and it had an H in it, because that's the extent of their name. That's as far as it went, John. They didn't... wasn't short for Jonathan or anything.
Oh, that's so interesting. It's like Kate instead of, like, Catherine.
Sure.
I don't know.
So I always went by Jonathan until I got to college. And I was like, I want people to call me John now. So
I had this fantasy when I started college that I would start going by like Bex or Beck. Mm. And it'd be like this like reinvention of myself.
Did you just like really want people to start calling you that?
I thought it would be really cool. Like Bex is a baller. Like she's cool.
Yeah,
Bex doesn't give a fuck.
It sounds very edgy.
She doesn't shave her armpits. She wears all black. She like eats like men's hearts for breakfast and drinks their tears after running like
that's
a marathon.
That's
I don't know.
Spot on what I had in my head.
Yeah. So that's Bex.
Is
I
that
am
you?
Not Bex at all.
Are you
which
Bex?
Is why I just stuck with
Are
Becca.
Are you the alter ego?
No, I just stuck with Becca. No, my alter ego is actually her name's the True Moon Star.
What?
The True Moon Star. That's what my friends from high school call me. They call me Moon Star.
Wow.
Yeah.
That sounds more like if you lived on a self-sustaining farm and you were reborn organically as Moonstar.
As Moonstar, yeah. So maybe that's a little closer to the truth than Bex. I feel like Moonstar and Bex exist on like the opposite edge of the spectrum, and poor Becca Levis is somewhere smack dab in the middle.
Unfortunately. But what was I going to say before? So do you want to introduce the song that we're about to listen to?
Yeah, oh, I can tell the story I just told you. So,
Wait, pull the microphone like this close. Why is it leaning...
It's leaning down.
Oh, it's tilted.
Oh, it's weird. Tilting. Should I go like this?
We can lift it up higher so that's point. Like, here. Lift the whole thing up.
Okay.
The whole thing moves pretty.
I think that's better.
Okay.
Do you want me to lift it up more? Or is that okay?
No, just like whatever you're comfortable with so that's like this far. Yeah.
Okay. So I told John the story already, but in along the lines of Discovery, I found this song in my Discover Weekly and I was like, oh my God, it's so cool. I really am getting into it. It's kind of soulful. It's a little poppy. I didn't really know what to peg it as, but it was awesome. And then I'm like, wow, I'm going to check out this artist. And I see all these songs about like Jesus and loving God. I'm like, okay, like it's fine. And then I look her up And it turns out she's a huge Christian singer-songwriter. Absolutely nothing wrong with that, but just not what I expected
at all. You did not see that from this one song.
Did not see this from this one song.
But you do love the song, though.
I do love the song, and if you're into Christian music, definitely check her out, because she has a gorgeous voice.
And what's her name?
Lauren...
I remember it's a hard... Like, look up child by Lauren Daigle. D-A-I-G-L-E.
Daigle.
Lauren Daigle.
Daigle.
I'll go with Daigle rather than Daigle. yeah, so we're going to play that up next. And I mean, it's great that it's on the spirit of Discovery Hour. And I base this a lot off of Discover Weekly, because Spotify's Discover Weekly always kills it. I have weeks in a row where I'll just be like, every single song I add to my library. And then there'll be one week where it's just like, okay, no, maybe not.
Yeah, I honestly, Discover Weekly and I are in a fight right now.
really?
Because it's not been doing it for me. My release radar is actually consistently good.
Well, that's based off of new music that of artists you'd listen to a lot, right?
Exactly.
Okay, I just wasn't sure how
Spotify,
that works.
Spotify, you're doing well. You're doing well.
What I meant most excited for is the year recap, which is coming up soon, the end of November, beginning of December. Do you remember this?
Yes, I love
like,
this.
Give you everything that you've listened to in the past. Oh my God, it's crazy. Okay. Yeah, so this is Look Up Child by Lauren Daigle, and we'll be back in a bit, probably. I don't know what song's after that, but we'll make a cue. All right, bye-bye.
Where are you now, when darkness seems to win? Where are you now, when the world is crumbling? Oh, I hear you say, look up, child. Money on it.
12:34. There was a kiss just waiting to happen. A cab was calling outside the door. Ooh, I knew from the beginning. Ooh, it was you from the beginning. Yeah. Found the day like we'd always pray. What I see the future bring to you and me one day. Hold on to this day and keep inside your heart such faith. We'll walk along the path God made. And our Father's spoken, and this life we've chosen will help us follow your plan. And I can't profess that I understand it, but I see me holding your hand. Heaven made your hand to complement my hand, like heaven made my heart to complement your heart. Heaven gave you love to complement my love, so one day we will love way that God intended for us. Make these hearts entwine with yours, Jesus, lead the way. What we've seen, all that we've learned, built up to this day. Our Father's spoken, and this life we've chosen will help us follow your plan. And I can't profess that I understand it, but I see me holding your hand. Here we are, we found the day like we'd always pray.
Thank you. Tell them all the things you told me in your desperate whisper. If you're gonna tell them everything, don't leave out the good part. Tell them the way that you broke my heart when you told me that you missed her.
It seems like the iPhone dongle just stopped working.
Wait, I can go through your phone if you don't mind me going on my Spotify.
Well, I mean, what happened?
I don't know. It says, like, not supported on this device.
It just suddenly was just like, it's no, just I don't want to do like, this anymore.
No, I'm done. I quit.
I'm just like, oh, wait, actually, you can't do that.
You thought...
Wait, you just gave me the artist name. I could just look it up and
yeah,
then...
Yeah, we were listening to Good Kisser by Lake Street Dive.
Lake Street Dive, and it's the top song, of course. And then we were like, what, this far into it? Sure, why not?
Now everybody's talking about me. Because you were dirty. You're gonna tell them everything. Tell them I'm a good kisser. Tell them all the things you told me in your desperate whisper. If you're gonna tell them everything, don't leave out the good part. Tell them the way that you broke my heart when you told me that you missed her. Tell them I'm a good kisser.
Okay, I want to reintroduce that song again.
Yeah, that was Good Kisser by Lake Street Dive. Thank you for your patience with our technical difficulties.
as we're learning, is that all the wires here are very, like, your hands are just too strong.
They're
and
just
too
sensitive.
Like,
they're a little sensitive. Can't relate.
So what's the reason, like, how do you know Lake Street Drive? When did you first hear them, know them?
I think it was just bopping around Spotify. When I am procrastinating, I just get myself lost around Spotify and cue a bunch of songs.
Mm-hmm.
And I like them because they're a little jazzy.
Jazzy.
Yeah. She's a little soulful.
Do you like the Head and the Heart?
Yeah, but I feel like it's all really basic to like them, so I try not to publicize the fact that I really like them. Rivers and Roads does make me cry every time I hear it. But yeah.
Some might describe that as basic, but, you know, it's each their own.
It's fine. To each their own. Your word's not mine.
What's the other one? Do you like Monsters and Men?
Yes, I actually saw them at Boston Calling.
Oh, really?
In fall of my freshman year. Oh, that was so funny.
Wait. What? Do you know who are the one? Oh my God, Alabama Shakes. Do you know Alabama Shakes?
Of course, they were also there.
Yes, I went to that.
Yeah,
That same Boston Calling.
That's so funny.
That was my sophomore year.
Yeah, that was my freshman year. Yeah.
Maybe we bumped into each other.
Oh my God, that's so fun. I love Boston Calling. So I've never been to Lala. You've been to Lala.
Yeah.
I have friends who've gone to GovBall all the time.
Mm.
But I like Boston Calling, just really chill.
It's insanely chill.
And I really like it. I like that
it's hard for me to like. I'll enjoy it, but I'm like, eh. It's so, it feels very like, if like Lollapalooza was like I don't know, like a carnival, like, like Boston Calling would be like, you go and there's like one ride and like, that's it.
Yeah, but the ride's really good. And there's really nice people on the ride.
No, okay, that's so, fair. Okay, that's fair.
So
that's
it was
fair.
My parents' 25th anniversary this June. Shout out to Perry and John. You guys are awesome. They're definitely not listening to this. And for their anniversary present, my sister and I got them tickets to Boston Calling, the two of
them. Wow.
To be like, you guys still got it. Like, you're so cool. But you...
Are they very hip and like...
My parents are the coolest people I know, hands down. I mean, they have Spotify's.
That's
also
true.
I mean, they're young. They're in like late 40s, both of them.
Yeah.
Actually, I'm glad they're not listening because I definitely don't remember how old they are.
You don't know what year they're born?
I could do math, but that's like,
why? my mom's exactly 20 years older than me.
Okay, so my mom's 23 years older than me.
Mm-hmm.
So probably.
Like, I know how old she was when I was born. So like, that's
so probably. My mom is 23 years older than me. I'm 21. No.
It's okay.
She's 27 years old. She was married at 23, had me at 27.
Okay. Yeah, so young parents are...
Yeah, so young parents.
...are fun. That's the same with my mom.
But I like it. My whole family's young. My grandparents are, like, late 70s.
Mm-hmm.
My great-grandfather is still alive and killing
wow.
it.
Killing
he just turned 101 in August.
No way.
He's awesome. Like, totally with it. So smart. Really talented singer, actually. Has a gorgeous
wow.
voice.
That's amazing.
Yeah, which is awesome. So I have great longevity in my family.
Where is your family from? Like, where is your like heritage
lead? Where are you really from?
Yeah.
Eastern Europe. My family came here early, like the first wave of Eastern European Jews.
Oh, okay. Got it.
So like Prague, Russia, Austria, Poland, that mm-hmm. area. I mean, early 1900s, it was all like Austro-Hungarian Empire, so you don't really know where exactly the country lines are now. But fun fact, in Prague, there's this legend of Rabbi Lowe, who's this famous rabbi in like 14th or 15th century Prague. And it apparently, the non-Jews were terrorizing the Jews in the old city. So this grand rebbe, who had the power of Kabbalah, which is Jewish mysticism.
Mm-hmm.
So he went to the river and he combined mud and all the power of the elements and built the golem, which is this giant monster.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's still a huge legend in Prague and everyone knows about it and about the Rebbe. He was my great-great-great-great-great-great-great-many-greats grandfather.
No way.
Yeah.
You have a direct line to him.
Yes, I'm a direct line. Yeah.
Wow. That's crazy.
So my grandmother...
How'd you know? Is it just like a story like just keeps being told down the ladder?
Yeah, so my mother's mother,
mm-hmm.
her grandmother, so my great-great-grandmother on my mom's side,
yes.
Came from, I don't know if it was Czech Republic or Poland or whatever it was mm-hmm. in the early 1900s. And her name was Minnie Lowe.
Oh, okay. Interesting. Yeah. Huh.
And she was a direct descendant of him.
Uh-huh. Yeah. My, in terms of my heritage, like, it goes back to, like, Mayans, but then
that's
is also
so cool.
mixed with, like, conquistador blood because of the dynamic of natives.
Everyone screwing each other literally and figuratively.
Yes. So Spanish along with just like Mayan like blood. But the only reason I actually know about the golem is for do you want to hear why I know about
yeah,
it at
I'm
all?
Yeah, I'm really curious because
like,
it's really
our
just
two different worlds.
Yeah.
What have you seen the show Supernatural?
No, I've heard of it. I've never seen it.
First of all, there's 13 seasons. All of them are great. I've seen every single episode except the latest one. They have a episode where a golem's involved, and it's protecting a specific Jewish, like, boy, and, like, this old, like, this being is, like, they think it's a monster, but actually it's, what it's doing is protecting this boy, and, like, it's, like,
yeah.
its savior. Like, they go into the lore, like, so the thing that Supernatural, I love about Supernatural is, like, they take real life lore, and they just, like, put it into, like, the show.
Wait, that's so
that's
cool.
Really
now I really
fun.
Want to see that episode.
You just see that episode, because they really do explain it, because, like, if no one knew about it, they would explain, like, oh, and they, like, go back to the books, and, like, oh, it says here, and they, like, actually read it out. So, like,
that's
something, like,
cool.
very similar to what you just said.
Yeah, so
but they
cool.
play it out. And so, there's that, and then also, in the world of video games, in Minecraft, you can make a golem. I don't know if you know that.
Oh, that's sick. I have not played. I told you, I have played Great Wii Tennis, and there.
You've never even played Minecraft,
like,
maybe?
Yeah, like, that's all of my knowledge of. Actually, no, I used to babysit these kids when I was
there you
in
go,
high
babysitting,
school.
A keyword to Minecraft.
And they were really into Minecraft.
Yeah.
And I was always so impressed because I'm, what, like, 16, 17, and this 10-year-old is just killing
yeah.
all this video
mm-hmm.
game, and I have no idea how she's doing it.
Well, so, yeah, in Minecraft, you, like, I don't know if you know how the functionality of it even works.
I just know you build things.
Things. Yeah, that's fair. And there's, like, recipes that you can do to, like, make things. Like, if you wanted to make, I don't know, a torch, you have to put, like, there's a box and you put two sticks on top of each other. And then, like, you have to put, like, coal top. Like, you have to put in a specific formation for it to then create. Like, it's very, like, one for one. But one of them is to make a golem, you need specific blocks of mud. And then on top of that, you need, like, snow or, like, something. They had their own
it's
take
the
on
elements.
It.
It's
yeah, exactly.
The elements, yeah.
And then you have to put it, you have to place it in real life, like, it well, in the game, like, you have to put it in the formation of a person, and then it transforms and suddenly it's alive, and it's called the golem.
Oh, that's so cool. Yeah, well, so you can
think about.
You can thank my many, many, many greats grandfather for that.
Yeah, wow.
Because he created that. It's cool, so I've been to Prague twice now, and every time I go to the temple and place
it. Yeah, in high school, great. We had an exchange program with Prague, so that's why I know about it.
Oh, cool.
Did I did exchange program with France, no. Okay. I did with a French exchange student. So we have 10 minutes left. Should we go into the songs that you've queued up? Do you want to?
Yeah, now I'm going to forget what I have. First, we have a song by King Princess, who, if you haven't listened to her, she's absolutely incredible. I think the song's actually about a bill for LGBTQ rights in 1950.
Oh, really?
Don't quote me on that. I'm pretty sure I read that somewhere. So if you like this song, definitely look it up.
And well, how do you describe King Princess's, like, discography?
A little more electronic than acoustic and pretty mellow.
Okay.
But the vocal composition of her voice and her arrangements are just really cool.
Okay, yeah. I mean, this is Music Discovery, and I think I only know one song of King Princess, and, like, maybe I even don't.
Yeah.
But, yeah, so I'm going to be discovering
do
new
that.
Music along
and
with
then,
you oh, listeners.
Finish. And then after, I hear that Jonathan doesn't know any old, like, classic 1960s rock. So
I don't.
We're forcing him to listen to Paul Simon.
Fine.
You Can Call Me Al. It's a classic. If you listen to one, actually, you should listen to many Paul Simon songs, but this is one of my personal favorites.
I think if there's any, like, genre that this community and this station has the best of, it's classic rock.
That's
I think
fair.
That's, you can be safe that everyone listening is like, oh, I know that song like the back of my hand.
These are for our loyal fans.
All right, it's 5:51 here in the studio, and we're going to play our last few songs and then sign out. This has been Music Discovery Hour with Mr. Gracias. And do you have a DJ name?
I don't. She calls me Becca for now. Bex? No.
You have
Becca.
DJ Bex.
Please,
come
please
on.
Please just call me Becca.
Fine. And Becca. And yeah, this is 91.5 FM, WFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. We're going to go into 1950 by King Princess. And then what was the other one?
You Can Call Me Al by Paul Simon.
You Can Call Me Al by Paul Simon. All right. I'm looking forward to it. I hope I like it.
when dudes try to chase me. But I love it when you try to save me, 'cause I'm just a lady. I love it when we play 1950. It's so cold that your stare's about to kill me. I'm surprised when you kiss me. So tell me why my guys look like you, and tell me why it's wrong. So away. You mean it when you said I was pretty? That you didn't wanna live in a city where the people are shitty. I like it when we play 1950. So bold, make them know that you're with me. Stone cold, will you miss me? So tell me why my guys look like you, and tell me why it's wrong. So away. Love it when you try to save me, 'cause I'm just a lady. So tell me why my guys look like you, and tell me why it's wrong. So away.
Cat. And I just moved in with this new human, and she's got this little toy she's always playing with all day long. Tap, 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 bloop, bloop. She can't put it down. There it is. Oh, and get this. She even talks to it. Last week she asked it for Chinese, and guess what? Egg rolls showed up like magic. Humans have cool toys.
A person is the best thing to happen to a shelter pet. Be that person. Adopt. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the ShelterPetProject.org.
Down the street, he says, why am I soft in the middle now? Why am I soft in the middle? The rest of my life is so hard. I need a photo opportunity. I want a shot of redemption. Don't want to end up a cartoon in a cartoon graveyard. Bone digger, bone digger, dogs in the moonlight. Far away, my well-lit door.
mutts away from me, you know. I don't find this stuff amusing anymore. If you'll be my bodyguard, I can be your long lost pal. I can call you Betty, Betty, when you call me, you can call me Al. A man walks down the street, he says, why am I short of attention? Got a short little span of attention, and oh, my nights are so long. Where's my wife and family? What if I die here? Who'll be my role model now that my role model is gone, gone? He ducked back down the alley with some roly-poly little bat-faced girl. All along, along, there were incidents and accidents. There were hints and allegations. If you'll be my bodyguard, I can be your long-lost pal. I can call you Daddy, and Daddy when you call.
Fan of it. I'm liking it.
Oh, good. That makes me happy.
I'm liking the, like,
it's a little poppy.
It sounds like a walk-along song. Like, I'm walking. I'm picturing a music video where I'm just, like, walking and
you
it's, like,
you can
walk
brisk. To class and sing that song.
Yes. Yeah, so reaching the end of the show here, and this has been Music Discovery Hour with me, Mr. Gracias.
I'm Becca.
I'm Becca.
I'm your guest.
Special guest. I'll see you guys next week with a new batch of songs, and we're signing out. This has been 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. We'll see you guys next week.
Shabbat Bye-bye. Shalom.